Today's podcast is brought to you by SteinerSports.com. Use the promo code ALMIGHTY in all caps, and you'll receive 20% off all purchased memorabilia. Once again, use the promo code ALMIGHTY in all caps, and you'll receive 20% off all sports memorabilia from SteinerSports.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the latest edition of The Fast Break. I am your host, no other than Blake Rogers. I'm back, I'm feeling good, better than ever, so far gone. Drake, take care. Oh my gosh, wrestling Ric Flair. Oh, I gotta stop. That was a freestyle too. A lot of energy, a lot of hype. Why? I'm not even a Rams fan. It's the St. Louis Rams is comparison. Is the comparison of that friend that you just seen him ruin his life, and there's nothing you can do but watch, because they keep making bad decisions after bad decisions after bad decisions, and I'm not high and mighty. I could be that friend, you know what I'm saying? But back to the point, this is the Jeff Fisher podcast. Jeff Fisher, this podcast is dedicated to you, because you are a hustler. This guy's a hustler, man. If you want to learn how to steal money, forget breaking the banks. Break in the NFL, and Jeff Fisher will teach you everything that you need to do about robbing money. Because that man has been robbing money his whole career. Yeah, not just in St. Louis, no, his whole career. Tied for the most losses as a head coach. Yeah, longevity had to play in that. For a guy that's been coaching that long, what pedigree did we get him to make him so good? Jeff Fisher, he's a smart guy. He's a bright guy. He knows what he's doing. Dude's been in the league for 22 years as a head coach, and he's nowhere near the level as Belichick. But we put him on such a high pedestal. I never got that with Jeff Fisher. He ruined Vince Young's career. Hasn't been good since the late great Steve McNair left Tennessee. Couldn't develop quarterbacks in St. Louis. Couldn't develop a team in St. Louis. But yet, he's on this high pedestal of him being such a good coach. Why? Well, let's dive into it, Jeff Fisher, because this podcast is dedicated to you. Like I said, he barely has a win percentage over 500. His total career to wins to losses is 142-120. Out of those years coaching, he has had 10 losing seasons, 4-8-8 records, and 6 winning record seasons. Huh. The dude's just an average coach. And you can even say below average. Depends what you want. He's not great. I don't think he's even good. He's below mediocre and average on a good year. The last time he made the playoffs? Just wait. 2008. 2008, that's almost a decade. We're going into 2017, folks. And when they made that playoff game, yeah, they lost. They lost. They had a good year. And yeah, they lost. And that's the last time Jeff Fisher has been to the playoffs. The last great Jeff Fisher playoff run was the Tennessee Titans against the St. Louis Rams. That was the last major run they had, man. Jeff Fisher being the head coach. So let's break down this Eric Dickerson thing. Hit him with the hotline bling and say, you know, I don't like what you're talking about my team. I don't like what you're saying about my team. I need you to stop showing up to events and games. Sorry. Because Eric Dickerson said you're like a high school football team. The offense was high school football team. When Todd Gurley just said this week, we're a middle school offense. Eric Dickerson said, Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson, that has done more for the Rams than Jeff Fisher has ever done. Todd Gurley comes in, we're a middle school offense. We're not even a high school offense. But you wouldn't get mad at Eric Dickerson? That was bad. And the Rams defense is so overrated. Oh, because they can stop Seattle and win a couple games in their division every year? Okay, that's nice. We still have 14, 13 other more games to play. Like I said, he's tied for the most losses in the NFL. Bill Belichick came around the same time Jeff Fisher came in. Bill Belichick, 234 wins to 115 losses. And I seen the stat that Bleacher Report had. Belichick can go 0-16 for the next six seasons, which will never happen, and still have a better winning percentage than Jeff Fisher. Okay, Blake, why are you comparing him to Bill Belichick? Okay, let's bring out Andy Reid. 171 wins to 113 losses. Andy Reid, 600 winning percentage. He has not had a losing season since coming to Kansas City after leaving Philadelphia. So he held it down in Philadelphia for many years, took an L, bounced back, Kansas City, and they're contending for a Super Bowl this year. Andy Reid, Kansas City for 4 years, Jeff Fisher for 5 years. Jeff Fisher never had a winning season. Oh, 8-8? Oh, wow, bravo, you're average. Just your team is the same way as your coaching, average. But you know, I'm not going to put this all on Jeff Fisher. Oh, no, I can't do that. Ownership? Management? Yeah, you get a lot of this blame too. Not only for seeing how obvious that Jeff Fisher wasn't good at doing his job, not only after Jeff Fisher banning Eric Dickerson, Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson, you signed him to a 2-year extension last week, and then you fire him this week? That's some stuff that you would, that's something a 10-year-old would do to Madden franchise. What? Who's running? What is going on there? What logic sense? So now you just gave away free money. Now you owe him that 2-year extension. It was the Rams saying, no, we believe in Jeff Fisher. That's our guy. The players checked out. They checked out, man. And, you know, and I thank God, I really do, that Jared Goff will not be under Jeff Fisher's reign anymore. Jeff Fisher's a quarterback killer, man. Have we not forgotten that the dude put in Kerry Collins over Vince Young? And once Kerry Collins started sticking up the joint, Vince Young was able to save the season for him, per se. Vince Young saved Jeff Fisher's job. And I'm not putting that all on Jeff Fisher, Vince Young, you know, that and that. But I'm just saying he's a quarterback killer. And he was going to kill Jared Goff. And it's too early to knock on Jared Goff. He has no weapons around him. He didn't have an offensive coach around him. Bring in Gruden, bring in Kyle Shanahan. I was listening to Colin Cowherd and it was like, yo, that Washington team's pretty good, but Jay inherited all of those players that Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan brought in. Jordan Reed, Kirk Cousins. Shanahan didn't want RG3. But, you know, the Redskins owner is known for flexing. And you know how that goes. I own the team. What I say goes. Shanahan didn't even want RG3. And you see how well the Redskins is flourishing with that Jordan Reed and Kirk Cousins combo. So bring in an offensive weapon. We're going to throw to Tavon Austin, Todd Gurley. And I'm not putting this all on Todd. The team's just bad. The offense is so predictable. And, well, Blake, look at Carson Wentz. Look at Dak Prescott. Dude, they're hitting the rookie wall. Yeah, Cowboys doing great. Dak has a great offensive line. He has Dez Bryant and Jason Witten to throw to. Experienced, seasoned guys. The Rams is a dysfunctional mess. Carson Wentz, yeah, he started off hot. And what happened? The Eagles aren't that good. Same with the Rams. The Rams are not that good. So don't put so much pressure on Jared Goff so early. Oh, he'll have time to get it together. But as far as Jeff Fisher, as far as this goes, I don't want him seeing a coach another head football team. Go to college somewhere. He proven that if you want Jeff Fisher, you'll be mediocre at best. Maybe he'll be a defensive coordinator somewhere. But I'm off that Jeff Fisher Kool-Aid juice because I was never on that Jeff Fisher Kool-Aid juice. As always, thank you for listening to The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers. Once again, check us out on steinersports.com and you receive 20% off on selected sports memorabilia. Also check us out on blogtalkradio.com and almightyballer.com as well, the Almighty Baller Network. I got my top five backcourts in the NBA coming up, and I got my J. Cole album review with our special guest Brandon Anderson. That's coming out pretty soon. And you know, we got our top 10 albums of 2016 coming as well. But for now, stay lit.